Now it's time for the show that we've had a lot of comments on. That's Tougher, That's Enough. We debate a couple trending sports topics. We've got some funny stuff lined up for you this week. Alex, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Number one, I'm sure you've heard it by now. It was only posted to every platform that exists, but Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift have officially pledged to tie the knot. They are engaged. Alex, before I ask you if this is tough or this is enough, I think the only tough thing about this for me is that, and I'm sorry to all the Swifties out there, but the only thing tough about this for me is that Travis Kelce will now have to hear Taylor Swift sing for the rest of his life, and I do not envy him for that one. I think this is, I have seen enough. Please just stop talking about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. I will say this. I think the Chiefs can sustain another Super Bowl appearance. I don't think it's going to be a major distraction. Most guys on the team seem to be happy for them. All jokes aside, I do wish them the best, but I'm not a Taylor Swift fan.
Taylor Swift's the reason I didn't watch the Super Bowl last year. Because every time Travis Kelce does something, who do they show?
Taylor Swift clapping for him.
It's football. It's not a pop concert. I don't want to see Taylor Swift on my screen 15 times in a football game.
Because nobody else has a supportive girlfriend in the stands player-wise, right?
Exactly. Why don't we show Juwan Taylor's wife in the stands, or whoever might be have a wife in the stands or a kid? Why don't we cut to them every 2 seconds they do something good?
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's enough.
It's enough of this. I'm glad they found each other. I'm glad they're engaged. I'm glad they're happy. But I've seen enough of them on social media.
Yeah, no kidding. I agree with that sentiment. Number two, and this will be the last one, only 2 points today. This is kind of a 2-1 point, though. Sam Howell and Kenny Pickett now have the record for the most times being traded within the first 2 to 3 seasons. Obviously, Kenny Pickett, latest news, headed to Las Vegas to back up Geno Smith, moving Shador Sanders to Cleveland's quarterback 3. Alex, is it a good decision to move on from Kenny Pickett? Is he as bust worthy as of now, as they say? We're not going to talk about Sam Howell. That one kind of takes care of itself. Are either of them still tough? Do you see either of them having any type of sustainability at the NFL level?
I think it's enough for both these guys. They're going to be career backups. They've had their chances to succeed at the NFL level, have not hit those opportunities. Kenny Pickett in Pittsburgh, Sam Howell when he was at Washington. I'm not a big fan of either of them. They come from one of the worst, if not the worst, quarterback draft class of all time in 2022. Just to name the quarterbacks that were drafted: Kenny Pickett, Desmond Ridder, Malik Willis, Matt Corral, Bailey Zappe, Sam Howell, Brock Purdy, Chris Oludokun, and Skylar Thompson. And Brock Purdy is the only player of that list I just named that's still with the team that drafted him.
End of list. Wow. That's pretty rough. No kidding there. These two quarterbacks, I think I've seen enough of as well. I think that the Browns definitely made a good decision to move on from Kenny Pickett.